eyes $360 million IPO at a valuation of $1.8 billion.
Dhan wants to grow the Gen Z investor pie with a new app.
TCS among six firms picked for government AI projects.
First Club raises $55 million funding co-led by P15 and Sofina.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with India's IPO pipeline, where digital entertainment startup Cuckoo FM is preparing for a public market debut. Now, sources told us that Cuckoo has confidentially filed IPO papers and is looking to raise between 2,500 crore and 3,500 crore.
Yes, the company is targeting a valuation of around 15,000 crores or about $1.8 billion. That's a significant jump from its last reported valuation of $500 million when it raised funding in late 2025.
Cuckoo operates multiple products, including Cuckoo TV, Cuckoo FM, and micro-learning platform Guru. But the biggest growth driver right now appears to be micro-dramas.
Yes, some numbers to understand the growth of Cuckoo here. The company has crossed 200 million downloads and is among the leading players in India's fast-growing short-form drama category. And sources also told us the company's revenue surged to over 1,400 crore rupees in FY26 from about 240 crores a year earlier.
The company is also using AI extensively across content creation, from scripting and production to audience engagement. Cuckoo currently releases over 150 original shows every month and plans to scale that much further.
Yes, overall, the filing comes as public market investors continue to evaluate new age tech companies. Although several late stage startups are still closely watching broader market conditions before launching IPOs.
Next up is a new challenger in the investing app space. Stockbroking platform Dhan has launched a new app called Millions, aimed at attracting first-time and Gen Z investors.
Yes, Dhan built its business around active traders. So Millions, on the other hand, is targeting users looking at mutual funds, SIPs, and long-term investing.
So the app is offering zero annual maintenance charges and free equity delivery trades as it looks to expand its user base. The company is targeting 1 million users over the next 2 years.
The timing is also interesting because retail investing continues to grow in India, even in a relatively flat market. Grow has continued adding large numbers of new users every month and remains a dominant player in SIP registrations.
Millions is also part of a broader expansion strategy, Raise Financial Services. Dhan's parent company has completed multiple acquisitions recently as it expands into wealth management and insurance. So the competition for India's next generation of investors is clearly heating up. Now, moving on to government AI projects now, where the center has shortlisted its first set of approved AI vendors.
That's right. The National E-Governance Division, or NEGD, has empaneled six companies that can provide AI and machine learning services to ministries, state governments, PSUs, and other government agencies as well.
So the list includes TCS, NEC Corporation India, CoreOver, Kindrel, and others, with Innofoo Labs emerging as the lowest bidder during the process.
And more than 80 companies had participated in the bidding process, including major consulting and analytics firms.
The empanelment means government departments can now access a pre-approved pool of AI vendors instead of running fresh procurement exercises every time.
And these projects could range from citizen services and analytics to automation and AI deployments. The panel will remain valid for 2 years with an option to extend it further. Now, the move also comes as the government increases its focus on AI adoption across departments and public services. And finally, a quick funding update. Bengaluru-based premium grocery startup First Club has raised fresh capital as competition in quick commerce continues to intensify.
So First Club has secured $55 million in a Series B funding round co-led by P15 Partners and Sofina, valuing the company at about $255 million post-investment.
Yes, this is in fact a Money Control scoop that has got confirmed. Existing investors Axel, RTP Global and Paramark Ventures have also participated in the round.
The latest funding takes First Club's total capital raised to $86 million. The company currently operates 21 stores in Bangalore and recently entered Hyderabad with 3 locations. The fundraise also marks a sharp jump from the company's previous valuation of around $120 million less than a year ago.
Some background here. The company was founded by former Flipkart executive Ayyappan R. So First Club focuses on premium groceries, fresh produce and larger basket size purchases. The company says the new capital will be used for expansion, supply chain investment and tech development. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.